Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, we're starting 5 lines from the top. Turn around, we learned, Ein Maschilim Ba'itza Tchila, you're not allowed to start using a warehouse originally on Shabbos. So if you had multiple warehouses and you get to the point during the winter time and you need to start using a new Eitzah, that's considered Muktzah because you didn't have intent to use that Eitzah originally before Shabbos. So if you Rabbi Huda hold in the strictest sense of Muktzah, there's an Issa Muktzah on all those things that are in that Eitzah. I will Eitzah by Shvil, Kadeshi Yikonis V'Eitzah, you'll let him make a path in order to walk in and out of that Eitzah. You'll let him do that like Rashi says, B'fana B'ragla, L'kan L'kan D'Elech L'chasay, to lay up a tilt, that will not be Muktzah because Muktzah with your body, for example, an elbow, or with your foot, is not a problem of moving muksa on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Oisbei shvil." How can you say you can make a path? I'm an emaskilun. You can't start. The Gemara says, "How you come? Oisbei shvil biraglav bichli sasav yitzasir." Like we explained, they let it do with your feet while you're walking in and while you're walking out. The machlokes between the achrayim is: are you allowed to just walk in and do it because you just want to push things away? It's no problem. Or specifically because you're going in and out, then you're allowed to do it. But just stop to go and move things away, you wouldn't be able to do it. There's machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Continues. Turn around, but we learn Tvura Tzibura, if you have piles of Tvura, like Rashi's Mucha Milsa, the Huxala Itza, must be that you set aside for Itza not to use on Shabbos. Tvura was generally used as grain for your animals to eat. But Bismacha Hiskwam every Shabbos, if you started using it on every Shabbos, giving it to the animals, Mutla Stavim and Shabbos, you could still continue using it on Shabbos. But in Lab, but you didn't start using it then, Usla Stavim and Shabbos, because it must be that you will max it for Itza. The Rab Shimon, those are the words of Rab Shimon, it's also Rab Achamatra, Rab Acha says, not a problem with Muksa. In fact, Mark Klappi Lai, Rab Shimon is always make it by muksa. How can you say Rab Shimon is machmel over here? Ella aim at the opposite. Divrei Rab Acha, that words of Rab Acha is that it's also Rab Shimon matter. Rab Shimon is actually one that says it's muta. Tana we learn. Kamashiyat tefura tzibura. What is the amount that's considered tefura that's piled in order to go to Eitzah? What is the amount that you put into an Eitzah? Lesech, it's a share of a lesech. Rashi says a lesech is chetzi kiorhu tesvav sa'an and the amount of 15 sa'an. Now we learned before from Taisis, brought down from Yerushalmi, that the amount of the box that held in the Mishnah, which was the volume of 3 saw, and therefore if you were allowed to carry 5 boxes, that was the amount of 15 saw, and that's why we use the terminology, and you could use that Lefi Reb Chisda and Lefi Shmuel, how they learned the Mishnah originally, that was what it meant. 5 boxes you're allowed to move, which is the share of Eitzah, and that's why we use the standard term Avalayis HaEitzah in the Mishnah, because the word Eitzah means 15 saw, and Rashi points out that less than that amount is not considered Eitzah, and therefore an halacha would be different for a smaller amount of produce. Baimir of Nechumi Bazachayim Abaya, he says the same thing. Shear Tvur Tzibur Bekama, Amalei Hari Amru, we said in the Brisa, Shear Tvur Tzibur is a lesser. The Gemara continues, our mission said, Mefan and Afila Abba Vachamish Kupa Shal Tavim Shal Tuam Play Archim Play Bittle Base Matters. So Rav Chista explained it, that it doesn't mean 4 or 5, because of course, if you could take 4, you could take 5, but it means you'll have to take 4 boxes if you have 5, because you have to leave over at least 1, because we said yesterday, because of a Shvuya Gumes. And if you have multiple, you have 10 or 20 boxes full, then you're allowed to take up to 5. That's the maximum you're allowed to take out of it. So the next 2 Gemaras are going to be specifically Lefir of Chista that we're going to ask Shaila. So Gemara says, Ibailu, Hani above the Chomish Kupas to come, the 4 or 5 Kupas that we said in the Mishnah, but above the Chomish Kupas in Tveilai, are you allowed to take out this produce in 4 or 5 boxes, but don't take out multiple boxes? For example, if you have 15 boxes, but it still equals the same share of 15 saw, they still not allowed to do it because it's too much of a tircha. And therefore, it's better to be mamayit in the amount of trips you're making, because on Shabbos, you want to be mamayit in your techa. It's even fine if you put it into 15 boxes, or if there were 15 boxes, they have 1 saw each, you're allowed to take that out as well, because it's based on a sheer amount of produce, but not necessarily the amount of boxes, and therefore you can take out even 15 boxes. So Tashma will bring you right. Tani Chada, we learned in a brisa, if you have jugs of oil or wine, you're allowed to take out 4 or 5 boxes full. But Tani Edek, we learned in another brisa, be'esel v'chamishas, you're allowed to take 10 or 15. My lab, b'hakam, it must be the machlokes. The masav mutu b'halichuadiv. The first man says it's better to have 5 boxes. Masav mutu b'masuadiv. The other one says it's even better to take out 15 boxes because you're having less of a tirchot each time that you're carrying it. My answer is loy. The kulam mutu b'halichuadiv. Everyone could agree that it's better to have less boxes. Or misav be'esel v'chamishas, akupas kai, who said there were 10 or 15 kupas, it's actually akadin kai, it's actually going on the jugs, v'loy kasha, hodim shtakli chad chad b'kupa. If you had 1 per box, so you have a very large jug of oil, then you take out 5 boxes. V'hodim shtakli tray tray. And then, if you have smaller ones, then you can put 2 in a box, you're still taking out 5 boxes, but you have 10 in that, because there's 2 in each box, it'll equal to 10. V'hodim shtakli tlasa tlasa. And when the Brisa said you had 15 jugs, it was talking about 3 jugs per box. Each of the jugs were a very small jug, and of these jugs that were made in this town called Apanya, where they had very small jugs. Ibailu, another shy of fear of Chista, Hani above Chamish Tekama, Avakav Isle Orchon Tuva. Do we say you're only allowed to take out 5 boxes maximum, even if you have many guests? Oidil Moakalifia Orchon. Or could you take out many boxes, and it depends on how many Orchim you have, and you're allowed to take 5 boxes per Orich. Vintim Slamakalifia Orchon, if you're allowed to take many boxes, Chagavim Fanilukulu, can one person take out everything so he has all the tircha on him that's allowed tircha? Oidilma gavra gavra mfanil nafshe. Each person takes out 5 boxes for himself, and therefore each person minimizes the tircha. Tashma will bring a ride. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabchia, Pamachas, Holach Rabbi l'makam echad. Rabbi went to visit a certain place. Rav makam dachal tamidim. He saw that the place he was at was too tight for all the tamidim to fit. V'yatzal sada, and he went into the field. And matzah sada malei ayimim, and he found that the sada was full of bundles of wheat. V'ima Rabbi kol sada kula, and Rabbi on Shabbos moved all the bundles away, and you're allowed to move all the bundles away. So you see, it wasn't only 5; he was able to even find a large amount of space. So shma mino hakol afi arachim. You see from here that it goes based on the amount of arachim. If you have many arachim, you can take away as much space as you want. Or many times you can take away as many bundles and as many boxes as you want. Now the shaila on this gemara, some people ask, is how do you say kol asad kula? We said that you're not allowed to take out the entire amount. We said avaleis ha'itza because asid la'shvi gumais. So they explained that over here is not talking bias. In a bias, you have a problem because maybe you're going to level the holes and it'll be ivan bayna. However, this was in a sudden, therefore you don't have that problem. You're allowed to actually take out all the bundles or all the boxes. Rabbi Yisrael or Rabbi Yisrael, Pamach, a similar story. Halach Rabbi Kiel, Makom Echad, Burah, Makom Dachal, Tamid, Yatsal Sadim, Matsal Sadim, Malay, Aymrim, V'im Rabbi Kiel, Kala Sadim, Kula. But Shmam enough for both of these stories, Hakala for your Achim. For acting more, Badai, Tibay, Lecha, I still have a Shai, Chal Gavim, Mafal, Lekula, Oidil, Mekol, Gavim, Gavim, Mafal, Lafshe. Is it that one person can be take out the boxes by himself and clear out the space, or each person has to take out the boxes by themselves in order to clear out the space? Tashma, V'im Rabbi, Rabbi himself did it, or Rabbi himself did it. So we see a raya that one person could take away all of these boxes and there's no problem with Teichu Yisera. The Gemara says, "Well, Tamech Rebbe Davshei Emiya." You can say Rebbe, who's the Nasi, Razes Bitmiya B'chiurch the Nasi B'chiurch. Is it normal for an us Nasi to go and clear away anything? The Gemara says, "El Tziv V'Emiya." He must have told his people to go and clear it. He commanded someone to do it, and they did it. Well, Olam Kol Chad B'Chad Mafnul Nafshei, and everyone did for themselves, and therefore it wouldn't be a riot. The Gemara continues, "Mepnei Archon u'mepnei Bittel Beis Medrash." The Mishnah said you're allowed to move away when you have a lot of Archon, therefore the mitzvah Achnas Archon, or because of Talmud Torah. So, for Dr. Gemara, "Amr Rabbi Yechonon, Gedoy Achnas Archon ke Hashkamas Beis Medrash." Achnas Archon is as great as going to learn. Diktani u'mepnei Archon u'mepnei Bittel Beis Medrash. The Mishnah made them similar, but Rav Dimon Adama, he says even more so. Yosem Hashkamas Beis Medrash. It's even greater than going to learn. Diktani u'mepnei Archon v'hoden only afterwards. Say when play bitl base medrash. Our Rabbi Dom Rav, Gdei Lachnas Orchem Mekabal Beis Shkuna. Chachnas Orchem is greater than even be Mekabal Beis Shkuna. Chsiv. By Yoimar, Avram said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu when he came to visit him in Parsh Vayera after the Bris Milah, he said, Hashem, Im Nama Tzazachim Benecha. If I found favor in your eyes, Al Nasav Me Avdecha. While I go to greet the Malachim, don't leave me. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him, and he told Hakadosh Baruch Hu to wait around. So you see from here that Chachnas Orchem is greater than Mekabal Beis Shkuna. Our Lazer Bar Eishlik means Hakadosh Baruch Hu means Bas Vadam. Means Bas Vadam. That to me, this of a regular person is you can't tell a greater person to wait for me. But you have to stay and be mishamishim. Hashem, one quick point: my father always asks us, how did Avram Avinu know that he was able to do this? Muchach, we have a hachacha from Avram Avinu, but how did Avram know that he could leave Hakadosh Baruch Hu and go see the Malachim? And the Teretz is that in that day Hakadosh Baruch Hu was haitzicham and atikah that guest shouldn't come. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was visiting him, then if Avram couldn't leave Hashem, then he wouldn't anyway be able to go be matriach with the guest. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram that if not for the fact that it was hot, if Orchim would come, you would have to actually go and leave me in order to go and attend to the people and guests, because Gleil Hachnas Achim even make Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. The Gemara continues, Amar Abidu Bashila, Amar Abaskim, Amar Beichlan, Shish Tavam Eichel Pnei Hoseil Mbeil Mzeh, Vakan Kem Salam Vah. There's 6 things that you get the principal in this world, and you get the interest, and you get the Schar, also Leil Mbah. Be'il Hain, Hachnas Achim, Obiku Chaylam, Ve'ian Tfilah, Rash says, Kavanas HaTfilah to be Mechavin in Tfilah, Vashkamas Beis Merish to go and early to the Beis Merish, Vamagadal Balam Talmud Torah to teach your children and to make them grow up to be Talmud Chacham, Vadonas and if you judge your friend favorably. Any, how can you say this is pshat? But not to, we have a Mishnah that says, there's a Mishnah Peyer, Perak Alf, Mishnah Alf, but Eichel Peyer Seil Beil Zev, but Karen Kei Absalom Ba, the Elohim, we give a different list. Keep it up, Aim, Kamilis Chasadim, but Vah Shalom, but not Chavei, making Shalom, but Talmud Terek, and Kulam. It only says four, and we have six Peyer Beichon, and not the same. The Gemara says, Hani in Midi Achmin, Lights, Mashma, only these, and not other things. So where's Rabbi Yechonon get this list from Kupchav Zayin Om and Beis? The Gemara answers, Hani Nami Bahani Shaychi. All the ones of Rabbi Yechonon are inclusive of the Mishnah in Peah. Like Rashi says, Hachnasis Ochem Ubika Chayon, Hainan Gluminus Chasadim. Ve'inan Tvila, Hainan Bchalag Minus Chasadim. It's also part of Minus Chasadim. Nechsev, Goymil Nafshe is Chasid. Hashkamis Beish Mej, Vigidal Banam Lutamatera, Hainan Tamatera. Donas Kavir, Kavskos, Bechlal, Havashom, Tehshu Machriyai, Lischos, Va'amal, Lechotli Bezais. He didn't do anything wrong to me. Honest Haya, Oil, Tobin's Gavin, Yeshom, and there will be peace. Rabbi Yechon fires the call, Asad, Bechlal, Gilam, Asis, and Snow, Anak Vob. The Ekonami, Lekibra, Aveim, Rabbi Yechon, and Lud Paul Glenn, there's no Machlaikis. Tarabana, Don Chavel, Kavskos, Donas Lischos. If someone judges his friend for Lischos, then we will judge him, Akash Baruch will judge him for Lischos. Well, Maisa, there's a story, Bada Mechon, Shiyar, Migal, Elim, and Ischa, Itzel, Balabais, Echon. There was a person that went down to the Galilah Elyon, and he was hired by a Baal Bayis Echad. Now we're going to see later that this person is Rabbi Elazar ben Hokhnes, and the Adam Echad is brought down is actually Rabbi Kiva before he became a Talmud Chacham and Bedarim, and he was in the south. Shalosh Shanim, and worked for him for 3 years. Erev Yom Kippur, on one Erev Yom Kippur, when he wanted to go back home, Amalei said to the Baal Bayis, "Tell me, Schar, give me my schar, give me my wages. I'm going to go v'ezin esishti, and I'm going to make sure my wife has panasu ubanei and my children." Amalei, he said to him, "Ainli Mois, I don't have any money." Amalei said, "Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Elazar ben Hokhnes, tell me, give me fruits. Amalei, ainli, I don't have that either. Tenli kaka, give me kaka." The Baal Bayis said, "Ainli, I don't have. Tenli behema, give me behemas. Ainli, I don't have that either. Tenli karm b'ksasais, give me pillows and blankets." Ainli, he said, "I don't have that either." Hivshel kil achurav. So Rabbi Kiva took his packages and put it on his back for halachah basin, and he went to his house b'pachi nefesh. And he was very down. La'achar regal, not the Baal Bayis schar b'yadei. After the regal, it seems that was after Sukkos, the Baal Bayis took the amount of wages for Rabbi Kiva in his hands. Ve'imoy masu gimel chamerim, and he brought along three chamerim full of packages. Echad shel meichel, one of food. Echad shel mishter, one of drinks. Echad shel minim agadim, and one of good types of food, fruits. Ve'holch lebeis, and went to Rabbi Kiva's house. Ach shel ochel v'shasu, after they ate and drank, nasal l'schari, gave him his wages. Amaloi v'shor shamatli tenli schari. When you said to me, "Give me my schar," v'amati, and I said, "Ainli mois." B'machashtanin, what was your chashami? Amati, he said, "Shem prakmati bezel nisdam locha." Maybe you found a very good deal. You found merchandise are very cheap, and therefore v'lkachtaben, you needed to use your money in order to buy them. So he said, "V'shoshematli tenli behem v'amati inli behem." I don't have any behem. V'machashtatani amati. I said, "Shem muskaris bi'alachem." Maybe you rented all your behemoths to other people. V'shoshematli tenli kaka v'amati inli kaka v'machashtatani amati. Shem muskaris bi'alachem. Maybe you leased out your kaka and your fields to other people, and therefore you don't have any hands. You basically have a sharecropper, and you have no ability to give it to me. I don't have payers, but maybe you didn't take off mice, and you can't give them to me. I don't have pillows or blankets. Maybe you gave everything to Shemayim. Everything was hegdish, and you couldn't give it to me. Amalei responded, "It's true. By Hashem's name, I make a shvua. This is what happened. I actually was matched all my nechassim because my son Hokus wasn't learning Torah. I didn't want him to have enough from it. But once I got to my friends in the Dharm, they were matting me in the Dharm, and therefore now I have money. Just like you, because Baruch Hu should judge you. We learned another story. That there was a story with the chassid, and Rashi says that anytime it says chassid, it means Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda ben Loi, and he went and he was poida. He redeemed a young girl from a captive. And when he got to the hotel at night, he let her sleep right by his feet. The next day he went and he was Tavel. It seems that he became a Balkari, or he was Boiler, it seems. And he started teaching his Talmidim. When I made her and I let her sleep next to my feet, what was Yechshash? They said, "We thought that it was one Talmud by us that's not Baruch, and therefore you didn't want her to stay with us. You wanted to protect her. B'shoshirati v'tivalti b'machashtani. If I was Tevel, it seems I became Balkari. Maybe I was Baruch. What was Yechshash? Amanu shem p'nei Terech HaDerech. Either Kari l'Rebbe. Maybe you became a Balkari because of the Terech HaDerech. Amalem HaVoidah. This is a true kachoya. This is the way it was. Va'atem k'shem shetan. Turn the kavskos hamakim yad nesim lekavskos. Turn about another story. Pamachas suchuchtav echad talmid chachamim eitzel matronis achas. That there was one time the talmid chachamim needed something from this matron who was very wealthy, but shegol gedayim reim matzuyin etzel. She had a lot of power because all gedayim reim matzuyin etzel biznus. So she was basically a prostitute, and people went to her, and therefore she had power by all these people. Armu, they said, mi eilach, who should go? Amlem, Rabbi Shua said, ani eilach, I will go. Halach Rabbi Shua talmidu. Rabbi Shua and his talmidu went. Kibin shekila pesach beisah, when they got to her house, chalach tefillah b'yuch ha'ka ba'amis. Rabbi Shua took off his tefillin when he was 4 amis away from the house. Penichlis, he went in. V'nol ha'delos b'fneim, and he locked the door in front of him, and he went in with her, and it was miyachrita. Ach shiyotze, after he came out, yor v'tel v'shon alu talmidu. Then he came out, and he went to the mikvah, and he started teaching the talmidu. V'omlan, and we said to them, b'shah shalchalatz the tefillin. When I took off my tefillin, b'mach shetunni, what did you have chashash me? Amanu, we said, k'sav Rabbi, lo yikonsu the rekidush with makam tumma. We thought that you didn't want to make the tefillin go into a place of tumma. She was a zayna, and therefore you didn't want to take it into such a place. B'shah shenalti b'mach shetunni, when I locked the door, and I didn't let you see what was going on inside, I was miyach with her. What was your chashash? Amanu, we said, shema, t'vam malchus yish b'ayna, l'bayna, maybe it was some private things you had to discuss, and therefore you didn't want anyone to be there. B'shah shirati v'tabalti, I came in, I was titled, it seems I'm Balkari, I was mistama boil her. But Mechash Tuni, what was your chash? Amarnu, the Talmidim said, we said, Shem Nitzah Tinarim Pia, Begadu Shel Rabbi, that maybe she spit from her mouth on the clothes of Rabbi, and therefore you had to go to the mikvah, because the din is that a Nachri is Mitama, the spit of a Nachris is Mitama. Amalem, Havayda Kachaya, Ba'atam, Keshem Shetunuschus, Hamakim Yadim Esel Nuschus. Mefan Chumatari, we said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to move Chumatari because it's not Muksa. The Gemara says, Pshita, of course it's not Muksa, it's food. The Gemara says, Loi Tzricha, the Machbi Yisrael, it's still in the hands of Yisrael. Ma'atem, Kivin Lechazilei, since for Yisrael it's not roi because he can't eat truma, it's Issa D'Raisa and it's Chayiv Misa, also, therefore, it should be Muksa, Kamash Blan, Kivin Lechazilei Koyin. Since a kohen can eat it, therefore shapi dami, there's no problem. It's not a problem of muksa. The Gemara says, "Demai halichazilei." A person can eat demai, and therefore, if a person can eat demai, it should be muksa. Why can you move it on Shabbos? The Gemara says, "Kivin dibay mafkalei nechasiv havi ani." That if you want to be mafkalei nechasiv, you'll become an ani bechazilei, and then it'll be right to you because an ani is allowed to eat demai. Hashanami chazilei here also, it's considered that it's not muksa. The time we learned in the Mishnah, "Machilim saniim demai v'sachsaniy demai." You'll add a feed to aniim demai and to guests a demai. But Rapuno Tano. We learned to the Brisa. Beishamay says, "Ei machil saniyim d'may v'sechach saniyim d'may." However, Beisilo Eimer machil saniyim d'may v'sechach saniyim d'may. So that's a chiddush that we pass on like Beisilo, that you're allowed to feed on the d'may, and therefore, because of that, so kivani by machil and chasei v'havi ani v'chazlei. Therefore, it's not muksa. The Maisa, if it's a problem of d'may, why do we allow aniyim to eat it? Rashi says, "Lo yasur aleim d'rabbanan never asked d'may on aniyim in place shesuichum l'chaza al pischei amratzim v'samchu al shiroi v'amaretz masim." Since we know roi v'amaretz anyway, Masim, therefore we never made the takana of Demai for Aniyim. The Mishnah said, a Mais Rishon in Trumasa is also not Muksa. Fretkma Pshita, of course, if you have Mais Rishon that you took off Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Maisa, it's of course not going to be Muksa. You're allowed to eat it. Anyone's allowed to eat it, not even only a Levi. The Gemara answers, like Tzricha Shektima Bishabailim, if not only meant Trumas Maisa, if not only meant Truma Gedoyla. What happened was that the Levi was given his Mais Rishon before the Yisrael took off his Truma Gedoyla. Now, generally, there's an issa to do that because you have to take off Truma Gedoyla before you take off Mais Rishon. However, if you went Bishabayim when it's still in the stalks and didn't get processed yet, there's no chiv to do that, and there's no malchus at that point. And therefore, what he did was he gave the Maaser Rishon maybe improperly, but he was allowed to do that. Once he gave it to the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, now the Levi has to take off. It's called Trumas Maaser, which is a matana from the Levi to the Kohen at that point. But now, once he took it off, there's no issa at all because Bichyada Amar Avero Amar Ish Lakish Maaser Rishon Shektiv Bishabayim. Once you got the Maaser Rishon and it was not taken off Trumas Gedoyla, part them in Trumas Gedoyla. Completely part from Truma Gedoyla Shenema Vary Meisim Men of Trumas Hashem Benigea the Levi. It says that once he gets his maturation, he has to take off Truma for Hashem, which means to give to the Kayin Meisim and Ameisa. He has to take off a Truma from his Meisa Meisim and Ameisa. All you have to take off Meisim and Ameisa. But like Truma Gedoyla, but Trumas Meisim and Ameisa, there's no two matanas from it, and therefore the Levi would be part in that case, and therefore there's no problem with eating this. There's no muksa problem, and that's why the Mishnah says we'll have to move it. Amalei Rav Papa Labai Hachi Afilim Bikri Nami Lepata. Yisrael. L'chari, even if the Yisrael wrongly gave the Levi his Maisa before the Kohen got his Truma, which was maybe an Issa and he would get Malkus for it, but l'chari, at that point that the Levi got it, he's now supposed to take off Truma G'dayla once he has his Maisa, and l'chari, even in that case, there shouldn't be a problem with Muksa. Amalei, he said on that, Alecha Makra, Mikol Mat Nisech Terimu, that the Levi was told, from all your Matanos, you have to take off Trumais, which is a Lashon, they have to take off both Trumas. So therefore, in one case, we're going to take off only Trumas Maisa, but in the case where you took it off Bikri, you're going to have to take off Trumas Maisa and regular Truma, otherwise it's not Mesukin and Nal Il. My Rayas, how do you say that which one should be taken off in which case? Hayidgen Vayloidgen, we have to look at the process. If it's prior to being processed, therefore at that point, he had a right to take it from the Kayan, there's no Issa Malkus, no problem, you only take off Trumas Maisa. However, if it's already in the stage that he should have taken off Truma, then the Levi also has to give Truma Gedoyla. The Gemara continues, Maisa Sheni, Pshita, that if it's Maisa Sheni Sheniftu, of course, the Yisrael could eat it, and anyone could eat it, and therefore it's not Muksa. When you redeemed it and you take it for yourself, the din is that a Yisrael that takes Maisa Sheni and he's taken up to Yushalayim instead of carrying up to Yushalayim, he is paited. But if he paited himself from his own money, he has to give a karen and a chaymish. So you have to give 120% of the original amount. Now, if that's true, then l'chayr, if you don't give the chaymish, maybe that's a problem and therefore you won't be able to eat it. Welcome, Ashbon. The chaymish ma'akiv, the chaymish is not ma'akiv, and you're allowed to eat it, it's not considered muksa, and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. By Thomas Hayavish, Dafka Yavish, the only time we said it's mutta is only the dry ones of these beans, avalach loy, but the wet ones or the moist ones, you're not allowed to move because my time, kivi demara loy acha, since it's bitter, Rashi says shumar, it's bitter, therefore people won't eat it, and therefore it's muksa, and we'll stop over here.